right, we'll go ahead and call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting for February 12th, 2026. And the first thing on our agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll do a roll call. We'll start with Earl.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Jill Leva.
Michael Fueling from Power and Supply.
Okay.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner of State of Oklahoma.
All righty. We'll then move on to agenda item number two, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. Would anyone like to do public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none. We will move on to agenda item number three, which is the approval of the minutes for our January 29th, 2026 meeting. Do I have any recommendations or suggestions for changes? All right,
no
seeing
changes.
None.
Well, yes. For today's meeting? That's one, no.
Minutes. No. Nope. Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimously. Now we'll go to agenda item number four, which is approval of the agenda for today's meeting, which is February 12th, 2026. We have one hold, and that's going to be item number five. And we are going to combine items number three and four. Is there anything else for this agenda item that needs to change? No? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for today with the hold and combine? Motion, or all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it passes. Are there any informational items?
Yes, Chair. Commissioner Sagerblum and Commissioner Gibson will be hosting a job fair March 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Las Vegas Convention Center West Hall. We'll have over 100 employers. Right now we have about 5,000 open positions. And there will be free child care and interviews on the spot.
Oh, excellent. Anything else? Okay.
Okay, because I need to pass that on.
All right, then we will now move into our items for consideration. Item number one is UC250898 Lake Mead Square LLC. This is a use permit for a personal services gym in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 2.59 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the Airport Environs APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Lake Mead Boulevard and east of Marion Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
We are. Good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application is a request for a special use permit to allow a gym fitness center within the APZ2 overlay. As mentioned, the subject site's located at 4884 East Lake Mead Boulevard. We're just on the north side of Lake Mead, and then we have Marion Drive further west, so we're on the east side of that. It's within an existing shopping center. We are looking to have the gym in this building along the western property line. In working with the planning, we were requested to comply with landscaping that was approved, I think, back in 2002. Okay. So we have agreed to add the landscaping that's required along the northern property line, and we're required to do so in order to move forward with a certificate of occupancy and as well as business licensing. So our applicant and our client is willing to, they are willing to do that. With that, we feel that it's an appropriate use. It's within a CZ zone or CG zoning district. We feel that it's bringing more fitness and beneficial personal services to the area. We thank staff for their recommendation of approval, and I thank you all for your time and consideration. I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item? All right, seeing none, I'll close that portion of the meeting. Board members, any questions?
I don't have a major question. Did you say the name of the gym?
Yes.
Or is
I don't actually know. I will have to
I don't know if it was an
like EOS
or whatever.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
I know there's currently fitness signage up there. I don't know if they're looking to move forward with what's already there and just get the special use permit for that, but I'm not sure.
I know if it's like a boxing gym or if it's a regular gym open to the community.
Yeah,
okay. You know, certain gyms are private gyms and, yeah, and certain gyms are kind of a kind of fitness or certain things like just a turnkey where people come and go. So I was just kind of curious, but typically looking at the shopping mall, I don't know if it's quite big enough for like an EOS, but it might be some other type of.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have the details, but I will find out going into our next hearing, so my apologies.
Any questions, Earl? Okay, well, thank you for being willing to do the landscaping so we didn't have to have that discussion.
Yes, for sure.
So it's staff recommendation for approval. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You're approved.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thank you much. Okay, well, we'll move on to agenda item number 2, which is VS260001, Vasquez Abita, Esamondo, and Frausto Malando, Gabriela, vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County located on Hollywood Boulevard and Easeman Lane, and Owens Avenue and Hathaway Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? You just want to come right up
can
here?
Can I show this?
Just go ahead and state your name and address, and we'll get you on the record.
Hold on for a second. Did you read both of them into the record? Because
no,
this is combined.
This is not it.
This is not it. It's the next one.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Ben Torella with Design Life.
Okay.
And we're here assisting our client as far as applying for the
drainage
easement vacation.
Okay.
What it is, let me explain a little bit.
Okay.
This property here has a 10-foot easement here. And that was there because before the flow was coming from the north. Mm-hmm. But now, since this is all developed, the sheet flow right now goes through the street. It goes to the west. So there's no more water coming through the fence of the property. So the client is asking for a drainage easement vacation for this.
For that part.
This corner.
Okay. All right. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close that part of the meeting. Board members, do you have any questions?
No
questions. No? Staff is recommending approval. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to follow staff recommendation for approval.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, you're approved.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so it's these next two that go together.
Two.
Yeah, it's the next two. Okay.
All right, jump in.
So we're going to do number 3 and 4 together, so I'm going to need to read them both into the record first. It's ZC250902 Babcock Riverwalk LLC. The first one is a zone change to reclassify 2.81 acres from an H2 general highway frontage zone to a CG commercial general zone. To an IP industrial park zone, generally located south of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and east of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. And then number 4 is UC250903, Babcock Riverwalk LLC. There's a use permit for the following: outdoor storage and display, and truck parking or staging. There's also a waiver of development standards to eliminate and reduce buffering and screening. And then there's a design review for proposed outdoor storage and display and proposed truck parking and staging on 2.81 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the Airport Environs overlay, a E70 overlay, generally located south of Las Vegas Boulevard and east of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
So, Melissa Urey, EURE, here on behalf of the applicant.
Okay.
1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210. So here you can see what we currently have on the site. There is CG here on the larger parcel. There's two smaller parcels that are still the old H2 zoning, which is no longer part of the code.
Right.
So what we've asked, though, because this where you see here, public facility, is actually Nellis Air Force Base.
Okay.
So what we're requesting is to go to the industrial park zoning, and part of that is we do have business employment as the underlying land use. So part of that is to help, the goal is to maintain the employment center. But also, this is more compatible with being up against Nellis itself. And it'll just put everything, all these sites that are being used for the same use, under a single zoning. So we are asking for that industrial park zoning, which does anticipate small, light commercial, and potentially small-scale commercial, you know, so light industrial, small-scale commercial, if it ever should change in the future.
Okay.
Which would go with the development in that area. So, and this might be a little... You can kind of see here too. So we do have existing truck parking on the site, but just so that we can see, this is what the site plan is right here. And so you can see that we have the only entrance that's proposed is off of Las Vegas Boulevard. There is a crash gate off of Nellis to give secondary access, but that is the point of access. There's a guardhouse that's here, and then we have the trucks laid out so that you have enough room for turning radiuses for trucks to get in, and then we are providing the required parking. The outdoor storage portion of this is when trucks sometimes leave the trailers there. Once they're detached, they then become outdoor storage. So we're asking for both in conjunction. So if someone's doing a longer haul or run, sometimes they leave the trailer, they just take the tractor, and it allows them to leave the trailer. But they are rented by space, so we do know who's in that space. It's not that they're coming and going all the time.
Okay.
They are in a lease. And then they do have security, so we are going to have the cameras. This is in Commissioner Kirkpatrick's ward. We're very familiar with our cameras, so we already plan on having very high-grade cameras throughout the site to make sure for security. But at night, there's also going to be roving security guard. So there is a vehicle, they're in that, they patrol throughout the night. That's one of the best deterrents for safe, to make sure that the site stays safe and secure. When it comes to the waiver, as you can see, we are providing landscaping on the site. What it is that the code actually requires the landscaping to go along the entire back row here. And unfortunately, we have quite a few power lines that run along the back here, so it makes it rather difficult to put the trees in. There's quite a few of those power lines in there as well, which you can kind of see here. So there's a lot of power poles. It makes it difficult for the trucks to go in there and even to put the landscape in there, because it would put them right underneath those power poles and be difficult to maintain. So what we have done is actually eliminated the landscape here along the wall that's shared with Nellis, and instead taken the required trees that would go here and put them here along Nellis Boulevard, here along Las Vegas Boulevard, and then this, there's apartments over here. It doesn't actually, because of the zoning, doesn't require the residential adjacency, okay. But we put the trees there instead to help buffer those apartments where otherwise none would be required. So we've just kind of rotated it. This little section here, it should be 15 feet wide. We're proposing 12 feet instead. So it's about 12 feet, but again, we are maintaining the required number of trees throughout the site, just not where code requires it. And so these here, we've had Nellis come out to the site. They didn't have an issue with the proposed use. For them, these types of uses are more preferred rather than having something residential or that has a lot of people coming in and out of it. With these, we know who they are. It's one person. Typically, they come in, they leave their vehicle in their truck space, they take their truck, they come back, take the truck, take their vehicle. So it's, you know, typically the way that that works. There's some metal poles behind these trucks, so where you don't have landscaping, there's a metal pole, so to make sure that we're not damaging the wall or having any issues, there's going to be a pole behind them to keep them from backing into it. And then also, given the neighborhood that we have in the area, there is an existing wall around it, and actually on the side here that's on Nellis, there's actually a mural for Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems that the community has been very welcoming to have that particular piece done on it. But with that, happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on either one of these agenda items? All right, seeing none, I'll close that part of the meeting. So, board, number three is the zoning change, and then everything else is four.
Yeah, I have a couple, just a quick question.
Sure.
I drive by this area all the time. So, now that you plan on doing no landscaping in that section, and that's, is that?
Right here up against Nellis base,
right?
The Air Force Base.
Right. Did you guys at least consider or think about it, whether it's not trees, but some kind of decorative rock or kind of a desert landscape or a desert? I mean, so there's like something there, even if it's not.
To be honest, we kind of were, not to make a pun, in a rock in a hard place, but the base really didn't want landscape there. They don't like the trees. Trees bring birds. Birds bring birdshot when they're flying.
Right.
So we kind of, but where we've put the trees also makes sense. Given
but I was talking about no trees. I was just talking about
just the
more of
there.
A desert landscape. Or, and then, you know, they have started doing that. And I don't know how visible that is from the street.
You won't see it because right here is Nellis Boulevard. This whole thing is the Air Force Base back here. So it's literally completely enclosed within the yard.
So that's inside the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is the Air Force Base on this
right,
side here. So we're just to help. So it's right in here. So this is all Nellis, right back here. So we're gonna have trees here up against.
Okay, on the Nellis,
on the
and
Nellis
then you have
road.
Trees on the.
And then we'll have trees against
Lake Me.
On Las Vegas.
I mean,
Vegas. And then trees here up against the apartments. But we're just so basic, and we'll have the landscaping here.
Oh, I got you.
But it's really this little section
okay,
in here.
Okay.
So we took the same trees and kind of
moved
them around.
Yeah.
So it just seemed to make a lot of sense, and there's some drainage easements back there too. So it just. Kind of worked out better.
And that's the 7-Eleven that's right there?
Yes.
That's the 7-Eleven?
Yep.
And then that's the mural. Are you going to replace that wall, or are you going to try to keep that same
wall? We're going to try to
wall?
Keep the same wall. So it is an 8-foot wall, so it'll help screen everything that's in there. But we'll have the trees too, again, we'll try not to block, the mural, but there will be the trees that'll be on both sides of the wall. So the trees aren't on the inside, they'll be on the outside too.
Because that dirt lot that's to the, that'd be to the south of the property,
mm-hmm.
It's a huge homeless kind of encampment, kind of a thing that tends to take place right on that other side of that property line right there.
So they've been operating for about a year now, right here.
Right.
And so far between the roving night guard, the wall that they haven't had any incidents with the unhoused or anyone else. So
yeah, they typically aren't the ones that causes the problems and breaking in anyways, but it's just, okay, I got you.
Earl?
Yeah, on the plan, I like the plan, which is good. I know the property very well. They're talking about if you want to put a 12-foot landscape and the county wants 15-foot.
So.
And also on your sidewalk, is it attached? Are they fighting you? Is there an existing sidewalk there?
There is existing sidewalk.
Are they fighting you about putting detached?
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
So and this here along Nellis meets, it's just this section here that we're reducing from 15. Again, not along the streetscape, either streetscape. It's this part that.
It's
really,
4 foot along Nellis Air Base.
So it's right here, like where this vacant area is.
Right.
It's just slightly shorter.
Yeah, it's a small place where I was talking about where the homeless people have their little campment on the
on the other side.
On the other side of the wall.
So.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so is that all the questions?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so on agenda item number three is just a zoning change and that staff recommending approval.
Yeah.
Do you want to just take that one?
Yeah.
Okay, motion to approve.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a vote on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So number three passes. And then it looks like on number four, it's the landscaping that's causing the problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think it is either.
Based on where they don't want to do the landscaping, it's not visible and based on what you've said. Is there a letter or anything from Nellis about that, or is there
anything?
No, we've
asked them. It's in progress, but from what I understand, they submitted for it. It takes roughly 45 days for somebody to actually, unfortunately, we started the process before the holidays with people were gone. Federal government, it's not moving as fast as
we already. So do we want to go ahead and approve it all then?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Do you want to do the motion? To just go ahead and approve.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the project as presented.
Okay. in agenda item number four. Okay. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay, and then five we're holding. So we will go to agenda item number six, which is WS260017 T&P Investments LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. Eliminate street landscaping, eliminate buffering and alternative screening, reduce minimum height for security wire in conjunction with a non-decorative security fence, which is chain link, increase fence height, allow an existing non-decorative chain link fence, reduce access gate setback, reduce approach distance, reduce throat depth, and allow existing pan driveways. And then there's a design review for accessory structures, which are storage containers in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on a 0.50 acres in an IP industrial zone within the Airport Environs AE70 and APZ2 overlay, generally located west of Marion Drive and south of Melvin Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
All righty.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And this is an existing building that was actually rezoned from multifamily to industrial in 91. And then because it is in the AE70 and the accident potential zone, in order to do any kind of like office use, you have to have a use permit. So in 98, they got a use permit on the site. They moved a modular structure onto the site. I have to assume that at the time of that, because it did get a certificate of occupancy, okay. And I do show that prior to my clients trying to occupy the space, here's a business license that shows the past one, it went out of business, but it was issued in 98 and then went out of business in 24.
Okay.
So they've had an inspection, they've got a certificate of occupancy. My new clients are tenants, and so they would love to buy the property so they could fix it up and make it look nicer. The landlord has absolutely no intention of selling it and making any improvements. So that's why you have so many waivers. It's because it was built under the old code, it can't meet the new code. And as you can see, it's got some, you know, nice trees out here, but they don't meet the current code. And the landlord won't let them plant trees. So my client has to pay the fee in lieu of. So, and they've agreed to that. You know, they can't move the gates back or anything, but it's a very small operation. Really what their intent was, they've gone in trying to get a business license multiple times and they keep getting rejected because they have to go through this process. It's really gonna be like storage, their construction, kind of mining operation, so they wanna be able to store things inside.
Okay.
And then they have like some equipment, small equipment, so that's why they have Connex boxes, and they intend to paint them. They want to have one along the south, and it'd be the same color as the building. It would provide a little bit of a screen to the neighbors to the south. They can't raise the wall. They can't do it. It's, you know,
okay.
There's not much they can do.
Okay.
So with that, you know, we're just respectfully trying to occupy the space. They actually, because this has taken quite a while, they've had to go rent another space, but they'd like to still use this space. And I think just have like a couple people in the office and do payroll.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item? Okay, seeing no one, I'll close that part of the meeting. Board, do you have questions? Do you want to start, Earl?
I just think it's difficult. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of difficult on the company who's trying to rent the space and the owner won't comply, and it's hard for us to penalize other than, you know, potentially them finding a better location and having the owner have an unoccupied building, and then he might decide he need to actually put somebody in it. It's just unfortunate that they don't own this particular building and they're trying to do business and they're trying to do it the right way, and the owner won't comply. Is there anything the owner have they spoken to the owner, or have the owner even put anything in writing and saying, hey, this is just what it is and I'm not going to do anything? Has the owner even...
No, I don't have anything in writing, but I know that they've gone to him and asked him, like, can we buy it? We'd like to buy it. We'd like to do that, you know. And he just said, I don't want to sell it. I mean, why should he?
He's getting rent right now.
Yeah,
so,
they did execute a lease and they've not been able to occupy it. So he's getting rent no matter what.
Oh, because you mentioned that they are renting a secondary space now.
Right. And so they're paying rent in two places.
And so what they want to do is to stop the secondary location and just move here full time.
Right. Or they have both places. It's a pretty big operation. They've got multiple. I've been before you before on like out on Alto and Marion, okay, where they had outside storage and they were storing their trucks. So it's a, you know. So they have different places where they do things. Okay. This is just more like the administrative place. But they did go and find another place because they want to legally operate, you know, legally operate, right, and occupy with a business license.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's just tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
On the setbacks, there's so many things, 72% reduction that they're asking. Is that because the fence, there's a fence too close to the street and it's causing them to activate all these setback requirements? Is that what it is?
It's because it's existing and it was built under an old code. Mm-hmm. And so the new code changed, and I think it now says that, well, one, because it does have wire on the top, but it's a chain link. And so in order to do that, that actually has to be 8 feet above. So, and I think the whole fence is 8 feet. So it would have, you know, so about 10 feet. So it's an existing fence. The gates are open, but again, the gates, they basically are staying open during business. Yeah, but there's no customers coming there.
They're talking about, on our paper, 6.8, reduce access gate setback for the existing gate located on the northwest portion to 5 feet, where access gate shall be no less than 18 feet from the property line.
It's because the code changed.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but the whole issue on that is, it's right next to the street, basically, 5 feet from the sidewalk. And it's supposed to be 18 feet back from the sidewalk. Is that the problem?
Right. When it was built, it met it, and right. Now it doesn't meet the new code.
And number B is the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
That changes the throat depth. Does that change the throat depth? Because
right.
That's another problem. So all these things have to do, from what I'm reading here, and I don't know exactly, but it looks like it's all because the fence is too close to the streets.
That's a big part of it, yes.
Okay.
But again, the issue with throat depth is because it's when the car pulls in,
yeah,
and then make an immediate turn, no customers come here.
Right.
So there's not like going to be traffic here. The gates, they've agreed that the gates will be open during business hours.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's as big an impact. I mean, if it were retail, sure, it'd be a pretty big impact.
Yeah.
But for 3 or 4 people, I don't think it has.
I'm thinking, and I agree with you, but they worry about what's going to happen to the next, when they move out, the next guy moves in, that's going to be a problem for the next guy.
And I'm wondering if there's a way that, and I don't know from planning, if we can just put a temporary use on this particular business, so if this particular business leaves, then they would have to come back. Us and do another whole thing to get this up to code, since they're already occupying it, if it was a temporary use, instead of just giving it a permanent.
So if there was a different business that came to occupy the site?
They'd have to come back.
The difficulty with that would be entitlements or titles of the property itself. So it wouldn't really be a way to monitor it. You know, if there's a different tenant down the line or something, that would, you know, really trigger that.
We could do a review. I mean, that's about the only thing.
Yeah. I mean, if we did a review, if we approved it and did say we would like to have a review on this particular property every 2 years or every 3 years or something like that, and then upon a review, if there was a different business or something else, then we could require them to
come back.
Kind of come back and change the whole footprint of what we're asking.
Yeah, could definitely put a review.
And if I could just offer to you, because it is in the accident potential zone, you're very limited on what you can happen there. And
right.
Almost every use,
right,
I think, requires the use permit. So if it changed and they wanted to do, I can't think of a use right now, you probably would
auto body shop or something.
Yeah, they'd have to come back.
They'd have to come back anyway.
Another use permit. They can't just occupy.
Okay.
Well, that's an option.
Yeah.
Do you want to do something like that?
A way to make it easier on the landlord and the tenant.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not too much worried about the landlord. I'm worried about the tenant.
Yeah.
The landlord,
yeah,
who refuses to, you know.
Well, he's got to pay for the chain, though, because the tenant don't want to pay.
Right.
It's a complicated formula here. But to me, I'm looking at this, and it all seems to boil down to the depth where the throat is, where the people can, you know, drive off the road to get out.
Right.
And if that's too close and it needs to be another 10, 12 feet further, move the fence, that moves the gate, and that makes everything go away, all the problems go away, and that's why I was asking you this. And the other question would be about the, they have 1 year, how can they change it? The lot's only so big, how can they make it a minimum of 150 feet from Marion. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to do that.
They can't.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
They can't.
You might as well just say, this lot's worthless now because we can't access it because the curb depth won't be enough unless you're 150 feet from Marion.
So are we inclined then to just approve this but put on the requirement that they have to come back periodically?
Yeah, but I think we should still monitor the
so the 2 years, so 3 years.
That's the only thing we could do is make a review on it. And I would suggest, how long have they been operating their, have they start operating at R?
They can't until this gets taken care of. So, but they've been trying for 2 years.
But that property's been like that for a long time.
It's been there for like that forever. Yeah. I would say, what's a typical review? Either a 1 year or 2 year review?
Or?
One or two?
1 or 2 years.
2 years. So I would say a 2 year review, and then we could, yes.
If I can suggest from the date of occupancy?
Yeah, from the date of occupancy, because they're still going through our process.
Until this is done.
So it's not like,
Okay.
If I was to make a motion, if I could make a motion.
Sure, yep.
I would make a motion to approve the project as presented with a 2 year review upon occupancy.
Okay, so that's a motion. Does that work? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
You pass.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Okay, so that's the end of all of our items. Any general business?
No?
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number 8, which is comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and state your name and address, and please spell your last name. Would anyone like to speak now? Okay, come on up.
Hello.
Okay.
My name is Gus Garcirelli. My wife Aida. We reside at 3810 Kemper Lakes.
Okay.
In the Stanley Mountain community. I don't know if you've been there. Beautiful community inside the walls. My first time here. I'm not sure all the ins and outs and whatnot.
No, go ahead.
We moved to our new home, 6 years ago we moved here. And we love our home. We love our neighbors, our immediate community. The area outside our community is starting to get a little bit scary. We don't like to go out at night. There's a lot of vagrancy. The area where the Flamingo Canal sat, especially right next to Samstown, is now a tent city.
What's the major cross streets?
Nellis and Flamingo.
Nellis and Flamingo.
Between Flamingo and between Nellis and Jimmy Durante. That's where the wash is at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But right next to Samstown. I don't even know how Samstown puts up with this.
Okay. But right, almost close to the housing authority.
Or the HUD house. Right
across the street. Mm-hmm.
Across the street.
Across the street, yeah. The housing authority is fenced up. I think they're out of business. Or...
No, they're not. Out of business.
Okay.
They may be renovating or doing something. But I got you. Yeah.
But yeah, right now that's a tent city. You drive by there, we got two elementary schools close by. There's people defecating, urinating, they throw their garbage in the wash, they burn their garbage, they burn the wrought iron fence, fire started going up the power pole. The whole area is just getting really scary. And basically, I'm just here to see what avenues we have.
Okay.
What happens, I keep reporting to fix it. They come clean up, they bring a dumpster the day before, so all the homeless move out across the street, take all their belongings, all the people, mm-hmm. and then as soon as it's like
they're
having
back.
Free housekeeping,
yeah.
Right.
They move right back in and then they start, but it seems to be growing. Mm-hmm. When we first moved in, against our realtor's advice, he told us to stay off the east side for whatever reason. I think I'm starting to really understand now. But anyhow, it just wasn't like it is nowadays. And we don't feel safe. We just had visitors come from out of state. and not only embarrassing, but we normally like to take him around, show him around. We skipped Sam's Town because, you know, so we ended up at Sunset Station. But, you know, just things like that, that and it's not just me, it's my neighbors, right. But yeah. Most of them are, you know, 55-plus community. They're yeah. elderly, so they, well, what can we do? We can yeah. move, we can afford to move, and things like right. that. But,
well, we so, appreciate you coming. That is Ms.
Beatrice in the back. Watching
she
us.
Has a card for, she's with Commissioner.
So it looks like from the county side, we're the ones that clean it up, but I would right. say Metro, because continued enforcement would probably be the best. I'm glad we're responsive to keep reporting it.
Yeah.
But also report it to Metro, because they have the ability to be more forceful.
What number would I call it?
311.
Okay.
And then there's also what Eric Man is that, so you can go to First Tuesday, because that's probably a good place to go, is to go to First Tuesday every month except for August, I believe it is. There's First Tuesday, and you can go and you can actually talk to the captain, you can talk to the sergeants, lieutenants, you can let them know exactly what the issue is, let them know the address, and they will send more officers, and they usually have a COP team.
Honestly,
and people that will come out there as well.
Some of my neighbors have called Metro. They said they were on 311 for hours before somebody yeah. answered.
But that's what I'm saying, Tuesday. First Tuesday, First Tuesday, the captain's there, yeah. sergeant's there, the lieutenant's there,
yeah.
and that is.
So, to your point, keep calling 311, because what happens is people don't call, then it doesn't generate a report, and then officers aren't moved to that area. Even if they don't answer, turn it on, cook, clean, watch TV.
Okay.
Continue to call, because that is all statistics that they have to report on, and every week they pull the numbers, and so they'll go to the squeaky wheel. So keep calling.
Yeah.
Next First Tuesday, I believe, will be at Parkdale Recreation Center, not too far from you. It's on Desert Inn and Boulder Highway. Okay. It's one of our recreation centers off of Parkdale and Desert Inn. And it's Southeast Air Command, but that's going to be March 3rd. Because they just had theirs last week at Paradise.
Yeah. So please go to that. I'm telling you, that's one of the best things to do, is to
I'll
go to that first
yeah.
Tuesday and actually talk directly to, and a lot of those are actually the beat officers,
okay.
and people are actually on the street, and the captain and the sergeants and lieutenants, they're there, and they manage and control their teams and where they go and what they control.
Will that generate a permanent thing, or after we quit calling, they quit going, and then everything happens again? Honestly, it's getting to the point, like I said, we don't feel safe anymore. We're looking to move at this point, because we hate to, because we love the area, but you know.
This First Tuesday they just told you about,
uh-huh.
that's where a lot of people with complaints go. So
okay.
you be sure to go there.
Okay.
And during the meeting or after the meeting, get a hold of one of the policemen. Get them over here in the corner, and you talk to them, say, we need to have something. This has been going on for 6 years. It's getting
yeah.
worse all the time, and it's true.
Yeah,
I agree with everything you say. I drive down that street. I know
yeah.
it. And that home housing department is closed. I don't know what they got fenced off. It's,
right.
They
yeah.
Nobody wants to work over there.
Yeah.
They don't
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I want to live.
And a lot of those they will give you their business cards, and some of them will give you their
okay.
cell numbers and their emails directly to those police. They'll give you business cards when you go
okay.
there. It's just like people don't take advantage of it. But go, they'll give you the business card.
Like I said, they're mostly elderly. I'm probably the youngest one there.
Yeah.
In my mid-70s, so you know.
Try it out, go, and then, you know, let's see what happens.
It's very yeah. effective, and we have a fellow who usually comes here.
I know. Wow, as I say, one time Al's
and
not
he,
here.
He is his mission, and I see him frequently on the county commission meetings on television. I watch those sometimes, and he's there, and everyone. And his mission is to evict
clean
the
it
homeless
up.
And send him to California.
He's trying to get him some help.
Yeah.
He tried to get him some help.
Are you on Facebook? He's got a Facebook page, an East Las Vegas Facebook page. You might want to join that, because you could connect with
East
him there.
East Las Vegas?
East Las Vegas Facebook page.
Okay.
His name is Al Rojas.
Rojas.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's usually here.
Be careful with Jasper sometimes.
Yeah, he's here all the time.
No,
he's usually here.
My grandchildren last name Rojas, so
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's very active in
terms
of trying
yeah.
to help businesses and communities. address the homeless issue in a humane way, not just try to get rid of them and all that, but try to find them the services.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of times when, if you call the county office or the people that come out and clean up, they usually have teams who will go out there and offer them services. It takes a lot of times, repetitive, you know, to make contact with them before they will accept services.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm going to go out one time and then it's resolved. Sometimes it's over and over and over again. Yeah. But, you know, first Tuesday and going to the, you know.
That's the most effective
way.
No, we appreciate you coming.
Appreciate you coming. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. We'll move on to agenda item number 9.
Wait, we have two people on you.
No, they're fine.
Oh. Okay. Just check it on you.
Next meeting is February 26, 2026, and we are adjourned.